makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang kupunan ng lokal na Indianong cricketers ang nanalo ng multikultural na torneo na inorganisa ng Melbourne Renegades ng Big Bash League. Ngunit sa isang resulta na marami sa mga tagahanga ng cricket ang hindi lubos na maisip, ang runner-up ay isang kupunan ng lokal na mga Afghan na manlalaro. Sa ulat ni Manny Chigas, ang ilan na kabilang sa kupunan ay ginamit ang sport na ito para malampasan ang kanilang personal na paghihirap. Ngayon, siya ay naging kapitan sa tabi ng mga Afghan na cricketers sa pinale ng Melbourne Renegades Champions League na torneo sa pagitan ng anim na kupunan ng mga manlalaro na inihati sa mga bansang orihinal na pinanggalingan o countries of origin. Natapos na ang Afghanistan ay natalo sa India. Ngunit sinabi ng Renegades Chief Executive na si Stuart Coventry, ipinapakita pa rin ito kung gaano kalayo na ang itinaas ng estado ng cricket sa mga Afghans sa buong mundo.
SBS,
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 SBS Radio.
15 taon na ang nakakaraan ayon kay Morteza Ali. Hindi niya lubos na maisip na ang cricket ay magiging isang malaking bahagi ng kanyang buhay.
Back home, we didn't have any facilities and we were not allowed to play any sports. There was only one tennis ball or softball in our street. So we will try to hide and play. We didn't have any cricket bat, so we would play with broom.
Ipinanganak si Ali sa timog silangang probinsya ng Ghazni sa Afghanistan, kung saan ang kanyang mga magulang at kapatid ay namatay sa ilalim ng pamumuno ng Taliban. Sa edad na 16 na taon, iniwan niya ang lupaing kanyang kinalakihan at ginugol ang sumunod na taon sa isang mahaba at mahirap na pagbiyahe tungo sa Britanya.
It was very hard as I lost all my family. I didn't know where to go. I've never came out from my town until I was 16. So for me, that was like whole world. But I have to come in, outside of the world, just traveling by different countries, walking. It took me 1 year, 5 days to arrive in UK. So I met many different people, good and bad, but mostly people who helped me. You know, there was starvation, cold. We came through Russia, which was like minus 30, and this is with no coat or jackets. But there were people which make me like surprised how people from different religion, different background, but they come to help you regardless your skin or religion. Sports is same thing.
Ang infatuation ni Ali sa cricket ay nakatulong sa kanya para iayon at isaayos muli ang kanyang buhay sa Britanya, kung saan siya ang naging ikalawang Afghan na nagkaroon ng pagkakataong makapaglaro sa inter-county game. Sa huli, siya ay nagtungo sa Australia, kung saan siya ay tumutulong sa pagsulong ng sport na ito sa komunidad ng Afghan sa Melbourne.
You can see that there's some super quality talent coming out of Afghanistan. And they're really passionate about their sport. I think that's what we're all about, is about diversity and giving guys a chance. It's got a wonderful community feel. All the lead-up matches that we had in Parkville this year went off terrifically well. Everyone got together, they showed their history and their culture, and they now come together to play in the big final, and who knows, next year might be looking at Etihad Stadium final.
Si Muhammad Nabi, isa sa pinakakilalang pangalan sa Afghan cricket, ay sa kasulukuyay naging ikalawang Afghan na manlalaro na napasali sa Big Bash League ng Australia. Ngunit nagsabi ang bituin ng Melbourne Renegades, siya ay kumpiyansa na ang bilang nila ay tataas pa.
The only one happiness in Afghanistan, only cricket. When we win the games, we saw back home there is a happiness coming. There's a big community in Melbourne of Afghanistan. And they have a lot of talent as well. And many of our youngsters are playing cricket.
At nagsabi si Morteza Ali na gagawin niya ang kanyang parte para makatulong sa mga hinaharap pang mga pangarap sa cricket na magkatotoo sa kanilang komunidad.
I think it is my responsibility. Britain, Australia doing so much great job for us. Through sports, I'm trying to bring up guys a bit higher because I can see their potential. And if there's a bit guidance, they can do well. But it can, for me, it took long time in Britain because I was new. And same thing, it can happen here. They give me a lot of respect and everything else. So I try to bring them and coach them not only sports and try to show them other opportunities as well.
sbs.com.au/Filipino